This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
New one from Dan Kai, and actually right here on The Pulse, you're with Daryl and Hanif this evening. And our first story of the evening is on deepfake audio. Do you know what that is, Hanif?
Deepfake, I've seen deepfake video before, but I'm not too sure whether I've seen deepfake audio. Or so, heard deepfake audio.
Same technology. They fake, instead of video, they fake audio and fake songs, in fact. A technology that's become incredibly convincing, so much so that earlier in the year, Jay-Z actually took legal action against an AI-powered impersonation of him. It's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z suing a nobody for impersonating him.
Yeah, I think this whole deepfake thing is pretty serious if you think about it, right? I mean, considering how scary the technology is in terms of replicating and, you
exactly,
know.
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, that's what the inverted commas cool kids are doing these days, are using this technology to create sound-alike audio tracks. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of days ago, Eminem is the latest rapper to receive a deepfake treatment. In a new digitally fabricated song, he goes after Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Have a listen to this.
But I don't suck movies, I'm also a computer, and I don't let guys give me handies. The name should be Face Bark, because you're all bark. You got no bite, but the way you bark is kinda hot. You got those glossy eyes and you're all hairy too. You're so hairy, you're getting hairier every day. I'm making a Photoshop picture of you tomorrow. I'm gonna make you into a real big hairy steamboat. I call you Mark by the river, because you're a phony. You made your fortune off the backs of others art. You were a virgin till you were 23, but now you're a billionaire.
That is crazy. It really sounds like him, right?
That was an Eminem.
Yeah, we've covered AI generated music on the program before.
Yep.
But this takes it to a whole other level, right? Replicating the vocals instead.
Yeah, it really does sound like Eminem, especially the older Eminem, right?
Yeah. Older, old school Eminem.
Old school Eminem, yeah.
So deepfake music is set to have its future in the music industry, set to have wide-ranging ramifications for the business. Any company that wouldn't want to pay market rate to use established artist music can now use their own imitation.
Ooh.
Which is kind of mad. Here are a couple more examples. Earlier in the year, a deepfake of a Nirvana tune also surfaced.
I learned to shoot his gun. Truth covered in security. But I think I'm having fun. I wear this gaze as dim. This brand new face to prove.
Kurt's still alive.
almost there. It sounded a bit like a bad cover.
So you can tell when you listen really attentively that there is some kind of weirdness to it. Like, you can tell it's artificial in a certain way, but to a casual listener, Kurt's still alive.
Well, I didn't hear any artifacts, though. I didn't hear that digitalization stuff or any artifact that make it sound like it's a fake song. It's just that it sounded a bit like a bad cover.
I think that's right. I think many people could pass it off as a bad cover or two. Here's an early demo. You know, it could pass off as that. Yeah. Here's one last example. This one takes us back. This is in the style of Frank Sinatra.
It's Christmas time and you know what that means. Oh, the touch of time. As I like the tree this year, will be a charm. Oh, the touch of time.
It's Christmas time.
That one in the style of Frank Sinatra was made by Elon Musk, OpenAI. So AI technology is here to take over the world, Hanif. It's kind of scary because they even could, you know, replicate different genres. And that really sounded vintage, right?
Mm.
That really sounded like it came from that era of time.
Yep.
Which is crazy. And to think about it, you know, while most prolific artists and musicians, you know, manage at least one or maybe two albums in a year, rappers sometimes put out three or four mixtapes in a year as well. AI, however, can now do a full-length album featuring deep fakes of hot and upcoming artists like however much they want. Once a week, sure. Once a month, of course, we can do it. It's kind of crazy. So to tell us more about deepfakes and its impact on the music business is BFM's resident tech expert, Culture Pop's Matt Armitage. Hey, Matt. Not more than 20 years ago, machines and AI making music would be something not imaginable. Today, however, it's become something so real. You know, like you just heard, AI is being used to create songs by date artists, Elvis, Frank Sinatra. And the scary part about this is that the technology is only improving to the point where it could replace the creator itself. What are your thoughts on AI being used this way?
Hey, Daryl. Well, I mean, you mentioned like the 20 years ago, but even 5 years ago, I think there was a Sony BMG model called Flow or something like that that came out of Sony France, and they were doing a tie-up with some funding bodies across Europe to develop this kind of AI-based song infrastructure, and the results were really, really terrible. They managed to come up with a couple of songs in the style of things like the Beatles, but they had to have them arranged by a human being. So the machine actually composed the tracks, but it wasn't to a point where it could actually orchestrate and arrange and actually come up with the finished song.
Right.
Now what we're seeing only sort of 3 or 4 years later is these machines are actually able to come up with these songs, the lyrics, the voices, and of course all the arranging and the instrumentation in its entirety.
Yeah.
So in terms of my thoughts on it, how is it being used and should it be used in this way? It's very interesting. It's definitely a model forward. I think that AI in general is coming up with a lot of technologies that we have to take a very close look at. The same token, we're now having models, human beings that are being created by AI. So you can go to sites and get models for photos for your website or for your company or whatever that are not human. They look entirely human, but they've been generated by an AI.
Yeah.
And we know as well that in the areas of film and live performance, we're also seeing these creations by machines that are able to impersonate people who are alive or were alive, might now be dead. Mm. So we're seeing actors coming back to life. We're seeing singers coming back to life, and we're actually seeing them going on stage or starring in new productions.
Mm. Making music is one thing, but lyrics and the vocals is a whole different animal for me. Is there a distinctive difference with AI-generated music and deepfake music?
Well, there are often some telltale signs. I mean, the human brain is actually programmed to recognize other human voices, and anything that's slightly off, just in the tone or the cadence or the flow, immediately sets off those alarm bells. So even with some of the more sophisticated fakes, you can still hear that they're not quite right. There's something that doesn't quite ring true about them. It might be a hollowness in the voice. It might be the way that the syllables run from one another. It doesn't flow in the way that a person would do it. So you can often tell a little bit. With the music side, I think it's a little bit harder to tell because we use computers and programming and, snap to time and snap to beat so much in the way that we create music already, that really what you're trying to detect is differences in the notation, differences in the harmonies and harmonics, and differences in the dynamics. And that, I think, is a little bit more difficult to detect than the synthesized human voices.
Matt, how much money and time does it cost to produce a passable fake? Basically, what I'm asking here is, how accessible is this piece of tech?
You know, again, that's a really hard question to answer. So some of this stuff is coming out of OpenAI. Mm-hmm. Now, OpenAI is a huge company. It's funded as a competitor to DeepMind. So it was founded by Elon Musk,
that's right.
Obviously the owner of Tesla. It also has investment from companies like Microsoft. And their Jukebox software system is one of the leaders in this field of creating these fake songs. But one of the things is they haven't necessarily created it to compete with audio. One of the reasons that they do it is because creating music is incredibly complex. It's much more complex than just creating speech or creating a lot of the things that AI does. So why they're training it with music and getting it to create this stuff is actually to expand the complexity of the machine learning models themselves.
Right.
It's not necessarily because they want to replace all music with this kind of synthesized version.
Mm.
But back to that element of cost, it is relatively expensive. There are some open source tools that you can gain access to, but by and large, companies like OpenAI, they're not giving access to these tools. And obviously, they're putting millions of dollars into these things.
Mm.
But when it comes to the speech synthesis part, that's actually a little bit easier. Yeah, so when we talk about the Eminem diss track, the lyrics were actually written by an AI program called Shortly Read, which is based on Google's GPT-3 natural language processing model.
Mm.
Now, I went and signed up for that. You can do a quick trial on that. And literally, you just put a couple of sentences in, and you press the button, and it generates all of the lyrics and the words for you in a second. So
that's crazy.
That is very accessible. That is very, very fast to do.
Mm.
But in terms of the music modeling side, that's a little bit more complex.
Gotcha.
If you can get access to one of these open platforms, then you can do it. But the big systems, like the one I mentioned, OpenAI's Jukebox, those are kind of walled off to the public, and those are very, very heavily funded.
Got you. Matt, as much as it really is a cool piece of tech, you know, like you mentioned the Eminem diss track, it really sounded like him. And if you give it to a casual listener, they'll immediately say Eminem, right? So it really is a really cool, I would say kind of like the future, but there is also the potential for deepfake music and AI-generated music to be manipulative. In your opinion, how ethical is this?
That's actually a really difficult question to answer. So one of the issues around this, and even going back decades ago, I think it was in the 1980s or 1990s, Tom Waits sued a particular brand who had put a Tom Waits sound-alike on one of its adverts. So in the US, there are laws that protect against sound-alikes.
Mm.
In other countries like the UK, there aren't. You just have the copyrights that come with the music. So there's a copyright relating to the song, and there's a copyright related to the recorded work. So in this instance, it wouldn't cover anything related to somebody who's creating an AI sound-alike, because you're not actually contravening either of those copyrights. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done to kind of pave the way for how we use this. And that also relates to what I was saying earlier about actors being brought back from the dead. I think there was an issue with that movie, the Gemini Man. Is it the Gemini Man, the Will Smith movie, which uses an AI-generated younger version of Will Smith, so he's actually acting against an AI creation of himself. Now, he doesn't have the rights to that AI version of himself. The film company has the rights to that AI version of himself.
Mm.
So you have these weird situations where the rights to different parts of a person or their image are not necessarily held by that person.
Mm.
So we do have to come up with a lot of clarifications, and those clarifications and those sets of ethics and guiding principles really don't exist at this time.
Mm. Would it get to a point where no one's going to trust anything they see or hear anymore?
Well, I don't think they do anyway. I mean, we're already at this point where fake news is so rampant that nobody really understands anyway. So we have to come up with a way of proving that content, whether it's music, whether it's news, whether it's videos and other kind of content, is actually real or not. And that's something that things like blockchain technology could help us with in the future. But yes, even going back to that previous question, we don't currently have the frameworks that we need to deal with the advances in technology that are making all of this kind of content copying possible.
Looking at news of companies, major companies like Google and Spotify jumping onto AI-generated music, jumping onto deepfake. Matt, looking into your dystopian crystal ball, is this the future of music?
Well, I think it's part of the future of music. I mean, I don't think it's going to be the be-all and end-all. Mm. But certainly, I think we're going to see a lot more things like those Roy Orbison tours where the hologram appeared. And we could potentially see new songs by artists who've been dead for a long time or are not particularly active. So that comes back to that question of who owns the right to what portion of that person's image or performing rights or whatever. I don't think it's going to replace the industry in general, but certainly I think it could be a replacement for a lot of the kind of library audio and library footage. So, for example, rather than when you walk into a retail store or a restaurant and they've had to pay a license to be able to play whatever music, you might find that they're simply streaming this AI-generated music, whether that's from your Spotify's and your Apple Music's or whether that's from dedicated companies. That still remains to be seen. So it is definitely going to be a part of the future, and especially when you look at something like the K-pop phenomenon that's happening. Now, there's been a bit of pushback this year about the way that the K-pop industry treats a lot of the songwriters in the industry, often up-and-coming African-American songwriters. So what you might find is, to avoid those kind of issues in the future, these very sort of heavily processed music components, by processed, I mean the kind of industries that churn out stars, you may find that those rely more on these kind of AI-generated songs because it will simply be cheaper for them.
Culture Pop's Matt Armitage and BFM resident tech head, thank you so much again for your thoughts. Hanif, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I like how I think cost was mentioned. I think the fact that he said that it's not going to be, it's going to be relatively expensive is for now maybe a good thing, because I think a lot of people can't afford it yet, right? But with all things tech, you know, it can be easily be affordable in like 3-4 years time.
For sure. For me, it was the rights. So let's say I replicate you, right, Hanif? But you don't own yourself. I own it and you own yourself. It's kind of confusing. Like Matt said, there's no infrastructure yet. But it'd be interesting to see where artificial music and deepfake music goes in the future, because it's such an intriguing part of music that's never been explored before.
Yeah, and I'm not all for, I guess, talking about laws all the time, but I think the law in this case should also be, I guess, wary of these things and also be mindful of, you know, IP rights and things like that, yeah.
For sure. We're asking you on the program today, do you think deepfake and artificial music is the future of the music industry? Tweet us your thoughts at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us 0187898899. Our next story of the day is going to be the ever-evolving relationship between music and video games. But first up, we have a tune from Smashing Pumpkins and the real Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, not the fake one or not the machine AI-generated one. This is taken from their latest new album, Sir. This is Smashing Pumpkins with Purple Blood right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.